Mark Volpe, this initiates a new feature that we have here about what's coming up at the vortex. I always talk about the vortex of the Berkshires is, of course, Tanglewood. You're going to tell us a little bit about what's coming up.
This weekend, we have three of the great pianists, you know, three probably the top 10 pianists in the world, yes, starting on Friday with Jean-Yves Thibaudet playing some Bernstein. And everyone knows that Bernstein spent 38 years here, so this is basically his spirit is still permeating the grounds of Tanglewood. And then on Saturday, Manny Axe, who lives in the Berkshires through the course of the summer, is playing the Emperor Concerto, Beethoven's Fifth Concerto, and one of the great, great works of, you know, basically all time.
He's great, and the whole Berkshires should be turning out for the guy.
Yeah, Emperor, you know, is one of those, you know, 10 pieces on anybody's bucket list, if you're right, whatever that means. And then Nikolai Nagonsky's playing the Prokofiev Third Piano Concerto. And we have two Tchaikovsky symphonies, the Fourth Symphony on Friday and the Second Symphony on Sunday, and so a lot of great music as always, and we'll hope for good weather, and had a great weekend this past weekend, and so another celebration of great, great artists.
And so tonight, as we speak, this Thursday night, is Schubert's Summer Journey, Program 2 at Tanglewood.
Right. Tonight, the Emerson, one of the great quartets anywhere, is continuing it's our second program that focuses on the music of Schubert, and so that trend continues through the duration of the summer.
You may remember that Tom Lehrer, in a great salute to Schubert, said, "Take me to your leader."
Yeah,
remember that?
Tom Lehrer had a lot of things to say about a lot of topics, and even Schubert.
So has it been a great summer, or has the weather been interfering?
Well, I mean, it's hit us on a few concerts, but it's been a great summer, and we let off with a bunch of popular artists, and they those concerts were all well attended, and BSO is here, and the kids are here from all over the world studying with our players and studying with the great artists that come to Tanglewood, and everyone's behaving, and we have about 400 high school kids that are here courtesy of Boston University, and then we have our junior high kids here for Days in the Arts. As you've described it many times, and probably aptly so, this is has a summer camp dimension. You have this, you know, gestalt of music and nature, but you also have all this incredible energy that young people bring to the campus, and that's part of the ethos of Tanglewood.
So did you ever have to do anything that is sort of interesting in your role as a disciplinarian? For example, I remember when I went to a very famous children's camp one summer as a teenager, I threw ice down the back of the director's daughter, and I was summoned to his office.
Poor choice, by the way, Alan. If you're going to do that, there were probably other girls you could have assaulted. But
so it wasn't an assault, believe me. It was. I don't remember what happened, but something happened. And so anyway, I'm just interested. Do you ever get things like that? Do you ever get disciplinary cases?
Well, the good news is we have terrific staff, and I'm sure there's discipline that occasionally when you have 14, 15-year-olds or 25-year-olds or 70-year-olds, I mean, not everyone behaves according to the what we would hope to be the norms of whatever those norms currently are. But so ultimately, there are occasions, I suspect, where kids have issues, and we have professional staff that probably are much more adept at it, and a lot of the people that help us with our younger kids are trained as teachers, and certainly this is their summer activity, so they have a heck of a lot more experience than I, so I defer to their better judgment.
So weren't you ever a camp counselor?
No, I was a music nerd, so I was sitting there
playing the clarinet,
making clarinet reeds reading whatever I was reading, and I had I can't complain at all because I had a wonderful family, but my dad was a second trumpet player, and he had four kids all headed to college, so we all worked. Camp was not part of the equation, but nonetheless, we had a wonder. I can't complain. My parents are coming here in a little bit, and so God help me if they ever listen to it. I have the, you know, that arrangement with my spouse where I'm not supposed to talk to her. My mother feels even more strongly. I'll tell you a quick story. She's not here yet. So we had this deal. I don't talk about the family. So I'm doing this interview with the Globe, and they were just interviewing a few people. What was your favorite movie of the year? And I said, well, it was Shrek. And they said, no, come on. You can't say Shrek. That's a kid's movie. And I said, well, I have two kids, and that's the movie I saw. And then I recalled that I'd actually been on a plane flying to Europe, and I saw My Big Fat Greek Wedding. And they said, how'd you like it? I said, that was my life. I mean, my mother's Greek, of course, or maybe not so, of course. I had cousins, you know, Nikki. I had a cousin, Nick. I had an uncle, Nicholas. I had a grandmother who once her spouse died, my grandfather. She never wore anything but black for years and years. So that movie, I've never sent a clip to my mother probably in 35 years, but unbeknownst to me, someone who retired from my father's orchestra sent him the clip. And of course, the phone rings, and it's my mother. And I've never been so disappointed in you, my boy. And she was serious. That wasn't. She did not like the fact that I referenced all her nieces and nephews, not in a pejorative sense. I hope in a loving sense. But anyhow, I got over that. So I've done it again. So you just make me do bad things.
I do, and I will.
You somehow coerce me into saying things that will ultimately get me in trouble.
I do, and I will continue to do that. It's
your job. I suspect I'm not alone in that particular predicament. So.
I do get mail.